Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening, an evil act. That's how Darby Township's police chief describes an arson that killed a woman with a disability over the weekend. That fire broke out around midnight on the porch of a home on Sharon Avenue. Firefighters struggled to get into the home while the intense flames quickly raced up to the second floor. A 20-year-old woman with cerebral palsy was trapped, unable to escape on her own in the first floor bedroom. Prosecutors now say 30-year-old Aaron Clark of Philadelphia intentionally set that fire. They've charged him with murder and arson. Well, Pennsylvania's infrastructure gets a below-average grade in the latest report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers. The details from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Pennsylvania gets a C-minus overall in the report that grades 15 categories. Bridges got a D+, roads got a C-minus, and transit received a D. At a news conference at Jefferson Station, SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards said the grade was fair.
While a D in the category of transit never really feels comfortable for a grade, it's very realistic.
Richards said competitive grants through the federal infrastructure law will help to improve the grade, but she says the feds need to see local investment.
Nothing tells them more about the excitement and the will to get a good project done than the local match.
Richards says over the last decade, similar metro areas have spent 75% more than SEPTA on maintaining their systems. At Jefferson Station, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Five women who accused Bill Cosby of sexually assaulting them decades ago have filed a new lawsuit against the 85-year-old comedian. The latest calls NBC Universal, a studio and a production company, complicit in the abuse. The lawsuit comes more than a year after Cosby left prison after his 2018 sexual assault conviction in Montgomery County was overturned. Now, earlier this year, a Los Angeles jury awarded $500,000 to a woman who said Cosby sexually abused her at the Playboy Mansion when she was a teenager in 1975. NBC says it won't comment on legal issues. Montgomery County commissioners voted in favor of a 12% salary increase for elected officials, the first increase for the positions in more than a decade. Here with more, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
The pay increase will go into effect in 2024 and will be the first increase in 14 years for elected officials like treasurer, sheriff, prothonotary, register of wills, and commissioners. Register of wills D. Bruce Haynes says the increase will bring Montgomery County in line with Chester and Bucks counties and will encourage qualified candidates to run.
It is essential to have the best candidates in competition for these offices.
The increase passed the Board of Commissioners 2-1 with Republican Joe Gale voting against it.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. And I think it's absolutely wrong, and it is insulting to the general public.
Democrat Ken Lawrence.
The Oscar goes to Commissioner Gale for self-righteous indignation. You act like you're shocked that this was happening.
Lawrence and Gale went back and forth.
Yeah.
Use your indoor voice.
Yeah. I'm absolutely shocked.
Oh, outdoor voice again.
Yes.
The increase comes as the proposed budget includes an 8% property tax increase, an average of $53 more per year. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A city council committee has advanced a bill that would allow more tree removal from the Cobbs Creek Golf Course as part of a $20 million project to restore the West Philadelphia site. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
The Cobbs Creek Foundation generated controversy when it cleared hundreds of trees from the city-owned course after cutting a deal to restore the flood-ravaged property. Now it's a step closer to getting permission to remove trees from hills on the course after City Council's Rules Committee approved an exception to the steep slope zoning rule. The foundation says it will plant thousands of trees on the finished course, but the exception is needed to restore the creek bed, which in the end will prevent erosion, as the steep slope rule is intended to do. Most witnesses supported the bill, including 7th grader Paulisa Lugo Perez, who's excited about the project's education center.
I think this project is wonderful and would really benefit the students and open new doors and opportunities for us young children.
The bill's sponsor, Curtis Jones, vouched for the plan, noting its importance to the African American community, as it was the only course when it was built in 1916 where Black golfers could play.
This is an historic restoration that will be nationally recognized. And I'm proud that it's in Philadelphia.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Guards armed with semi-automatic rifles have been acting as patrol at a North Philadelphia gas station. KYW's Nina Baratti tells us it is the latest sign of frustration among business owners fed up with crime.
Customers at Carco Gas could be seen Monday dodging the rain at the pump and running into the store, but they had an extra set of eyes on them, two armed guards.
Lately, we are completely tired from this all nuisance, stealing, robbery, ATM missing.
Manager Neil Patel told our partners at NBC 10 that his shop at Broad and Clearfield in North Philly was losing customers, so he hired a private security firm who come with AR-15s in hand.
You shouldn't have to worry about, am I going to come home after going to the gasoline station? You know, people shouldn't have to live like that.
That's Andre Boyer, a former Philly cop who heads the security detail. He says the first week they were there, people felt a little shaky, but now he feels customers understand, like Kennedy Johnson from North Philly.
I'm pretty happy that they're here. It makes you feel way better to come out knowing that you're not going to get carjacked.
In North Philadelphia, Nina Baratti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's Y'all Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.